Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 24th of July, and I'm recording at 10.05 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Another interesting day here, and I'll touch on the highlights here for you. First, starting with the Asia-Pacific stock market sector. Now, Japan had a quiet day here, at least as far as the topics, Nikkei 225 and Nikkei 400 were concerned. They were down on average about 0.25%. But the TSE 2, that's the code, that's the second section index in Japan. You can see that chart anytime you want, TSE 2. That pushed through to a new recovery high. And it's, as I said before, it so often leads in both directions. And so that's a good omen. And assuming that it doesn't turn right around and drop down out down through the little trading range that it's just broken up out of, TSE2 is indicating that the other Japanese indices should push higher quite soon. Now, more exciting, the Hong Kong market and China A-share market, Shanghai A-share market, which I wrote about yesterday. Well, it was another good day on the Hang Seng, up 169 points, and that's 0.7% to the upside. And more importantly, it took it above, close near the high of the day, and took it above that 24,000 level. That's that psychological round phobia level where we had two previous highs. So this has gone to its highest level in several years now, and looks like a breakout of this range. Also, while there have been many false starts on the A-share index, and of course it's, well, with all the mysteries going on in terms of what China's policies are and what they're trying to achieve and their control of the banks, which are significant, a significant weighting in that index, that's controlled by the administration to a certain extent, the Shanghai A-share index. Well, it had a good day in here today. The Shanghai Composite Index was up over 1.25%, closing at 2105. And again, I referred yesterday to that sort of rounding, saucering type of formation. And you have clearer evidence of a higher high and a higher low. Now, previously, we hadn't really had any convincing evidence of a higher high and higher low. A couple of months ago, we saw a small version of that, but some would even question perhaps whether we even had a higher high of any consequence. Not really, but we do now. And this again looks in recovery mode. So, frankly, I'd be surprised. I mean, China surprised me plenty of times, but I'd be surprised if the Shanghai index just slumped straight back down to that 2100 level, as it's done so often in the past. So this looks good. This looks like the recovery really is underway. And if so, there'll be some solid gains here, given the valuations that I pointed out yesterday, which are as low as anything in the markets. And also, China has kind of been the dead weight holding back many of the other Asian Pacific markets for a good many months. You really got to go back to the middle of last year. But they all have good patterns here generally. And Taiwan, strong again today. We had take the whole region now, the S&P ASX 200, that's Australia's index. That extended its upside breakout in here today, only 2/10 of a percent to the upside, but it had an awfully good day yesterday. India, well, 8 days in a row to the upside here. New all-time highs recorded today. Gains of just under 0.5%. And let's see, Malaysia. Looks like Malaysia was higher. Thailand, Indonesia, Singapore, New Zealand, 50. So solid performance here. And I'll just repeat that point. If China really is recovering this time, then we could see some awfully good action. And last but not least, Vietnam, which I very much like as an attractive market recovery candidate. It got clobbered when China aggressively moved in, what was it, at least a couple of months ago, and sank that drilling operation within Vietnam's territorial waters. Well, they've pulled that out, and we've got Vietnam back up to its high that it had seen just when that incident occurred, and it should be able to go through this time, extend those gains. Now, looking at Europe, well, stock markets have a short memory sometimes, and Europe's not paying attention to Russia right now. I hope they're right to do that, but I certainly don't think Vladimir Putin's going to go away, and there's no evidence of that. But, he can be quieter for a while and bide time. But at any rate, we had some good gains in here across the boards in the European stock markets. Some of the southern European markets had been hit quite hard, but so at least they've stabilized, but they'll have to do some running here to get back up and challenge their highs. But some of the northern sector, for instance, Sweden, OMX, that's right up testing its high and looks very likely to break out to the upside because it's shown no loss of consistency in its chart pattern. Now, looking at Wall Street, Wall Street started, well, pre-market, Wall Street was a little bit on the firm side, and rallied early on, but then gave up those gains. The Dow d down just less than 3 points, actually, which isn't much, obviously, on an index above 17,000. The S&P up almost a point. NASDAQ again almost unchanged, down minimally here. So nothing really significant there. We do have a number of short-term overbought conditions on Wall Street, however. And Mexico up 0.5%, Brazil, which was down yesterday, but up nearly 1% in here today. And Brazil is benefiting from the Russian problems and concerns, and also demand for these resources markets is clearly picking up. You already saw that with the gains that we saw in Australia, and Canada remains firm here as well. Okay, what about bonds? Well, 2.50 for the US 10-year yield, so that pushed a little bit higher in here, but it's nothing to frighten stock market investors so far. But I think that's I think bond investors have been kind of lulled into what is likely to be a false sense of security, and when it starts to go wrong, and it will change very, very decisively, and I just gotta be very wary of that market. But it can stay in the starting blocks for longer, so there's no dominant evidence that it's about to change very quickly very suddenly, but be forewarned is the point on that. All right, now what else happened in here? Currencies. Well, the dollar's been quietly steady in here generally. In the last this week, the dollar's been quietly steady. Sterling slipped down to 1.6987 against the greenback. Euro's down to 1.3464. Not a whole lot going on in currencies, which is good news generally. Although I'd say that Taiwan dollar is too strong. Now, precious metals, though, they got clipped in here today, least of all on palladium. That's usually the case. Silver fell sharply, down 56 cents as I speak. That's down to $20.435. Platinum also down, currently down $14.6 to $14.72, and gold currently down nearly $12 at $1,292.75. So some definite selling in this precious sector here today. That violated some short-term support levels in silver, platinum, and also gold. So it may go a little lower, at which point I suspect that it'll probably be a buying opportunity. But, if you don't want to be there, you certainly don't have to be there. These are mostly still ranging markets. I do feel and have said before that I think that factors are gradually becoming more favorable for the precious metals sector. And I never shared that widely spread forecast from some number of U.S. Commodity trading houses that we were going to get a big drop in gold down to $1,000. Because mind you, they could still be right, but I think they're running out of time. I think that's less likely. I say that with crossed fingers. Okay, what else here? Soybeans, dry weather is worrying the soybean market. You know, everything had gone perfectly for the U.S. crop, but now they're not getting enough moisture. And so that has firmed up soybeans, and it's causing a bit of loss of downside momentum for both wheat and corn, which in those U.S. crops are quite overextended to the downside. And anything else? Industrial metals, I think a mixed picture in here, I believe, today. I'm just hesitating on that, trying to catch up with some of the prices here. That's probably the case here. Although copper had a good day, up $5.5. That's taken it back up to $326.25. So they're a little bit better than they're firmer than I first indicated. I hadn't looked closely at that, but I just have seen that. Now, what I can also say is that those big mining shares, those big London mining shares, they had another very good day. Started off slowly and closed on the highs. And on that note, I don't want to run on too much, but have a look at the new funds section in the library, and I'll be writing about it tonight. That's Owen's creation. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.